It'll be partly cloudy and windy today. In fact, we have a wind advisory. Winds gusting up to 45 miles an hour. We'll be in the 70s, and then we'll cool off for the rest of the week. Maybe a sprinkle tonight, down to 45, 55 at best tomorrow, and some frost is likely tomorrow night. COVID-19 cases in the Quad Cities have surpassed a previous record set in July. There are now more than 7,100 total cases and six additional deaths. Ed Rivers, director of the Scott County Health Department, says that's because people are not wearing masks and maintaining social distance. Iowa has been more lax than Illinois, but he says that's no excuse.
Well, restrictions only work if people follow them, and if people follow them, transmission is lower. What we're asking you to do is to do it yourself. Don't wait on restrictions. Don't wait on the state to act. Do it yourself.
Illinois has reached another grim milestone in the fight against COVID-19. More than 9,000 people have now died from the disease.
Since Illinois' first known COVID-19 death was reported in mid-March, 9,026 Illinoisans have now died from the disease. The state is reporting a couple hundred additional probable deaths from COVID-19. In the past month, the average number of deaths reported each day is higher than what was reported during the summer months, but not as high as when Illinois hit its first peak in the spring. More than half of the state's coronavirus deaths are among residents of long-term care facilities, but COVID deaths in nursing homes only account for a tenth of total infections statewide. I'm Hannah Meisel.
A new report finds 15% of Iowa children between the ages of 10 and 17 are obese. Natalie Krebs has more.
The report by the Robert Wood Johnson Foundation found the state's rate of 15.3% fell slightly from last year. It's on par with the national average of 15.5%. It found obesity disproportionately affects children of color and those from low-income families. Jamie Bussell is a senior program officer with the nonprofit. She says the COVID-19 pandemic is deepening the racial and economic disparities found in the issue.
Even early research is showing that obesity puts people at greater risk for COVID and for more serious symptoms of COVID, at least amongst adults. And so it's quite possible that these two crises, if you will, may be making each other worse.
Obesity also puts children at a greater risk for developing conditions like type 2 diabetes, cardiovascular disease, and asthma. I'm Natalie Krebs, Iowa Public Radio News.
Two former employees of a McDonald's restaurant in Rock Island are suing for racial discrimination. The lawsuit filed yesterday in federal court alleges managers cut black employees' hours and referred to both black workers and customers as ghetto and lazy. Plaintiff Celinda Middlebrook says she was cut to 4 hours a week, only bringing in a total of $40 for her and her daughter.
The white general manager put mostly black workers on a list of employees that were prohibited from taking an extra work hours because we supposedly had a wrong attitude and were not able to do simple tasks.
When the manager called Middlebrook a waste of space, her coworker and now co-plaintiff Stephanie Stevens says she took a stand.
I told the general manager that her words about Celinda were no way to talk about a person and were unacceptable. I wanted an apology. But instead of listening to my concerns, McDonald's fired me on the spot.
The plaintiffs, along with members of the Service Employees Union, protested outside the McDonald's on 11th Street in Rock Island yesterday.
Hey, hey, ho, ho, these racist managers have got to go. Hey, hey, ho, ho, these racist managers have got to go.
The owner of the Rock Island McDonald's, Trina Gendron, says discrimination or retaliation of any kind are not tolerated in her restaurants, and she is currently investigating the allegations. Help is available for people who owe criminal and traffic fines and fees to Rock Island County. The Circuit Clerk's Office is offering an amnesty program for you to pay what you owe or set up a payment plan. Circuit Clerk Tammy Weichert says the pandemic has made it difficult for many people to pay their fines and fees, but the alternative is worse.
If the case gets referred to collections, a 30% fee by statute gets added to those cases. We don't collect the fee. We don't receive the fee. The fee is collected by the collection agency. And so we want to try to avoid those cases from being referred.
Persuading people to pay up will also help the circuit clerk's office because it's funded by those fees. Weichert says remote meetings with her payment hearing officer are preferred, because of the pandemic and also to help people who otherwise might have to miss work and find childcare while they go to her office in person. The amnesty program ends on October 25th. After years of planning and fundraising, a new playground is opened in Davenport's Vanderveer Park. Chad Dyson, Parks and Recreation Director, says it's called Gabe's Play Village, and it's named for Gabe Seipert, a young man who uses a wheelchair. The playground is designed to be all-inclusive.
Essentially, what it does is it allows for children with disabilities to access the majority, if not all, of the play features. For example, a child or an adult in a wheelchair can access the actual deck and utilize the slide.
The leader of the effort to open the new playground is his grandmother, Gloria Seipert. She and some friends raised $600,000 in donations and grants to build it. The playground also has a rubber surface for people with mobility difficulties. Dyson says the old playground in Vanderveer was more than 20 years old and due to be replaced anyway. In sports, the Rays are one win away from their first World Series appearance in 12 years after beating the Astros 5-2 to take a 3-0 lead in the American League Championship Series. Game 4 is tonight. The Braves took a 2-0 lead in the National League Championship Series with an 8-7 win over the Dodgers. Game 3 is this evening. And in football, the Titans beat the Bills 42-16. Florida football coach Dan Mullen wanted a full house for this Saturday's game against LSU. Now there's a possibility the Gators won't be able to show up. They've paused all team activities following an increase in positive COVID tests among players, and that puts Saturday's game in jeopardy. Athletic Director Scott Strickland says the situation will be evaluated today by health officials. The pause comes just days after Mullen said he wanted to see 90,000 fans at Florida Field to create a better home field advantage against the Tigers. I'm Jay Pierce.